We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Welcome to the show. It is Toward Anarchy. I am your host, Michael Storm. Thank you so much for joining me. It is another beautiful Sunday afternoon. It's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the middle of America, and I am just so glad to be here, as I always am every week. There's always just some new motivation every week that brings me here, whether it's a conversation that I had during the week or whether it's a conversation that I intend to have on the show. And it always makes me happy to know that I'm here because of the support of people like yourself for the network, Republic Broadcasting Network, just an amazing place for freedom of speech, something that is lacking sorely in the open market for what is supposed to be truth, even in places where they just scream at you constantly that they're telling you the truth and that they're looking out for your best interests. Well, they do it not by just supplying you the information and giving you the choice. They handpick the information that you're allowed to see. That's not what happens here. You get the choice. You get to click the button. You make it all possible supporting the network. So thank you very much. It's my pleasure to come here and do this. Be sure to support the network because it's what keeps my voice and all of the voices across the network coming to you. And there are a number of ways that you can do that. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org. That's the easiest way. You can call us. You can email us. You can just simply click a couple of buttons and drop your cash into your digital cash into the bin, and it will be used to keep the place going. And that's literally what it does. It just keeps us going. Or one of the best things you can always do is support the sponsors of the network, the people that you hear selling their ideas and their products in the commercial breaks. Go visit their websites, follow those links, and support them. And that directly supports the network. That keeps these voices of freedom and truth coming to you at your choice, 100% your choice. You make the decisions. It's a win-win situation, and that's what I love about it. So please, by all means, do that. And you can also support us if the dollars are not there. That's fine. We get that. You can help us in another big way, and that's by making sure to like, share, follow, subscribe, whether it's the network website, whether it's towardanarchy.com, or a link that you see is post across the social media on TLB Talk or on Facebook, wherever you happen to see us. We're out there. And we're sharing the links, whether it's across from the email list. There's always a link or two in there to share. That's one of the biggest things that you can do. Just take that couple extra seconds. I know it can be, you have to think about it. And that's why I have to talk about it. That's why I have to say it, to remind you to do it, to like, share, follow, subscribe. It takes a conscious effort to do that. We're all just sort of scrolling with our phones and our computers and just seeing the headlines and reading the stories and seeing what our friends say. And it takes that extra second to stop and remember to click that like button, to click that share button. And it makes all the difference in the world. As someone who I don't live on this by any means. This is not, it's not like that, but I live in the technology space itself, and I understand how this works, and I get what algorithms do and the way that these social media companies, particularly the Facebooks and Twitters, people like that are manipulating things with those algorithms. You can beat them. You can beat the the worst censorship that isn't just completely removal of your thoughts, but they threaten to push you down further on the list if you say certain things or do certain things. Your posts will appear further down on people's pages, and they'll have less priority. But that gets blown out the window if it gets those likes and that share. It doesn't matter if they try to suppress the information if we continue to like it and share it and push it to the top, because that's what their algorithms are supposed to do. Then they have to actively attack us. And then, you know what that is. That's the catching the flack when you're over the target, right? You're coming in. You got your sights lined up. You're ready to push the – why am I giving a war analogy? It's something of a war, isn't it? We're fighting a bit of a battle here. And we'll have to talk about it. Go to towardanarchy.com, and as always, you can follow along from there. And I'll tell you what I mean, because there's a couple of statements in today's collection, on today's page of information that goes along with the show. Look for February 13th, and you'll see that Dr. Dean Lloyd is my guest today. He'll be joining me here in just about half an hour. We'll add him to the conversation, and we'll be talking about consciousness and how that is the X factor in our health, in our health understanding, in our healing, and making ourselves complete and whole people. It seems like a no-brainer, an easy concept to get for me, but then again, I'm self-aware. Some people might say that I'm too self-aware, but then I would say that those people don't really know the difference between being self-aware and maybe self-aggrandizing or a narcissism, something like that, something beyond, because you can go too far. I've mentioned this before, that you can sort of, it's kind of pictured a person with their head between their legs and their head somewhere. That can happen to you if you get too far into yourself, is what I'm saying. Too far into this existential existence and dismissal of reality. You can't just push reality aside. At some point, you have to face it head on, and you have to make some decisions about it and what you're going to do with it. And I don't know that dropping out or pretending like reality isn't there, like it doesn't exist, is necessarily the best solution for most people or for us as a species. I think we need to be involved in so much as we need to be aware. It's something that it gets me. It's very hard for me, because you can tell an individual's reality and their level of awareness by even in their head and their level of awareness of their surroundings by a few things that they do. And one is their physical presence. This is a big thing. It's a big thing in America, because Americans are big things. Your physical presence in a space and not being aware of how you force other people by your dismissal of what's going on around you, you're ignoring what's going around you, how you force other people to work around you instead of being aware of this is a physical and mental thing. This is a reality check for a lot of people. It can be as simple as just walking down the aisle at the grocery store where your big ass is standing right there and your cart is right there and nobody can get around you. And you're just staring. Is it the mutton? No, not that kind. I don't want to know. Is that, where's the one that I like? It just oblivious to the 50 people that are trying to go through the aisle at the same time that you're just standing there looking stupid. It can be as simple as that, or it can be more complicated it becomes more complicated as you have more money, you have more of a footprint that you leave behind. Your impact on people is it grows by your involvement in things, the businesses you run, the people you keep company with. and the level of awareness of your impact on those people and those institutions and the trickle down, I guess you could call it, of your behavior. It's that when a butterfly flaps its wings, it creates a hurricane on the other side of the world. It's that concept, and it can be a tough one for some people to grasp. That they think that they're doing their best by ignoring things, and while they're ignoring things, they're ignoring their own impact on things. That's the best way that I can sum it up, and it's obvious. It's obvious in the guy who has two vehicles and he can't put one in the driveway, so he parks them both on the street, but he parks them on one side of the street and the other side of the street, not both on the same side of the street in front of. Trust me, this is something that I see all the time. If you drive through your neighborhood, you know the guy that I'm talking about that does this and makes it so that everybody has to go around through in between all of his crap just to get where they're going. And it would be so simple. It takes two more seconds to back up into that space or to pull forward into that space that's on the other side of the street. And you're not blocking off half of the street, through two-thirds of the street, I guess, in this case. This is a very specific example that I see all the time. And it's one of these things that I, as a person, realizing my stuff, my position, being aware of where I am in relation to others just trying to go about their business and do their thing. I'm courteous. I'm the guy that puts the cart back. I don't leave it in the parking space. I put the stuff back on the shelf when I take something out of the store and I find that I don't want that, or I find something different, or I don't need that. You know, occasionally, oops, that's a little rich for my blood. Maybe I can't afford this. I take the things and I put them back, and it's not even me necessarily thinking about other people. It's thinking about myself. Why do I want to impose myself? But this wasn't the way I found this when I got here, so I'm not going to leave it that way. And I see a distinct lack of that concern for what we do as we move throughout our day and throughout our lives for the minor little things. They build up. It's the kind of stuff that gets the horns honking on the street and the guys flipping people off as they, you know, it's that little stuff. It's that cutting people off because you got to make that turn right there instead of just taking the opposite turn and coming back around the block. It takes you two extra seconds. I'm the last person in the line of 50 people that are going through, and that person right there is waiting to turn in front of me. I'm the last person. They literally have to wait two more seconds, and they pull in front of me. That's the kind of consciousness that I'm talking about. And that's not the kind of consciousness that we will be talking about with my guest, Dr. Dean Lloyd, today. But at the same time, it is, because all consciousness awareness is the same. And we're talking about being aware of self. And that includes when your body and your mind are telling you something, when they're trying to get a message to you and say, hey, something's not right. Things aren't working properly. How do we fix this? Being able to interpret those signals and being able to understand what they mean all comes back to that level of consciousness. So if you go to towardanarchy.com, as always, you can follow along. Look for February 13th. If you're not live with me now, just click the episodes button. It's real simple. 2022, February, look for the 13th. Dr. Dean Lloyd, facilitator, healer, working with and through Am Rosen with Evolving the Species, helping people connect their body and their mind. We'll talk about that consciousness and how it's the X factor in managing our health. And that's our complete health. That's our health of our body. That's the health of our mind. That's the health of our relationships with other people. This is all tied together. It always does. If you want to know more about Dr. Dean Lloyd and his work with Evolving the Species. You want to know about Am Rosen. You want to know about Cruising the Epiphany Highway, the book that we're using as a sort of a catalyst for conversation, if you will. You can literally follow along with this if you pick up a copy of Cruising the Epiphany Highway. The links are there. The links to evolvingthespecies.com, Cruising the Epiphany Highway, be able to purchase that from the website there. And there's always a link to that over on the side right there. It's the whole website thing. I'm constantly clicking things and trying to make sure that it functions and does what I need it to do, and the things that are important are right there and easy to get to. And this conversation, this long-term conversation that I'm having with Dr. Dean Lloyd is fantastic, and it's important, and we like the idea of you being able to follow along with it. And so there's always a link to Cruising the Epiphany Highway over there on the right-hand side of the website, as well as the ability to play any of the previous episodes of the show. You just click on that little player button, and it pops up a new window, which allows you to just click play on whatever episode you want to listen to and continue going about whatever you're doing on the rest of your computer. And whatever you're looking at, if you follow along on the web page itself. And one thing that I ask you to do that I'm really digging still, and just haven't found all of the ways yet that I can have fun with it, but I get to do silly little nonsense once a week, be funny, be smart, and promote the show, who I just talked to and who I'm about to talk to on the show for the previous week in a simple email. Like this week I sent out the email and it was issue number 1 million. Obviously it wasn't. Just silly little things like that. And then I get to thinking about that. Oh yeah, this is what comic books do. That's the little issue number up in the corner. So I'm going to have a whole bunch of fun now with my newsletter issue numbers. They will get all weird on you and they will be comic book related. There'll be things that publishers and creators do to show differences in volume and issue and just the way they present that through the years, the different ways that they've found to do that with zero issues and negative issues and 1.5 issues or 2.3 issues or just all the different ways that they've found to label them. So I'm going to continue to do that. And somebody new, people are joining the list every week, and I'm just finding it's an easy, fun way to just send out an email, let you know that I'm still here. It's one of those completely, totally voluntary things that goes along with all of this, the conversation that we have here that's important on the show, this voluntary existence that I know we live in and that I know works in spite of all the manipulations, in spite of the controls, the government, the guys who just have to come in and say, well, it's better to do it my way, instead of saying, well, here's my way, and letting it speak for itself. They hold little magical ceremonies and cast spells. they vote, and they show up at the church of politics every chance they get and use their power to make other people participate in their thing instead of, man, just letting those good ideas speak for themselves. They're not stewards of their own, of the messages they think are important. And then that leads me to believe that they don't think that they're particularly important. So then why do you do it? Why do you put the energy into the politics, into the government, into trying to manipulate through pieces of paper instead of ideas? And just, I mean, it would be great if they were ideas on pieces of paper and everybody, you just throw them out there and say, oh, everybody looks at it and say, ooh, I choose this idea or I don't. But that's not what voting is. It's a piece of paper that is a mandate on the other end of it. It's giving somebody a legal permission in a lot of cases to rob, cage, and murder the rest of us. And that's pretty problematic. That's a huge thing, I would think. It would, you know, cause you to pay attention and make that vote and thing count. We'll come back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Seriously, if it's that important, it should be. It should be so important. I'm still thinking about this idea that people vote with no information and no understanding of the thing that it is that they're doing to other people. The mandate that exists at the other end of a vote, regardless of whether or not your particular point of view when you go to vote is the one that wins the vote. It just, the whole thing. We'll see over the next few weeks some great conversations that have to do with things like that. As always, I can't even try to. I just can't. I can't go down the road anymore. I'm so tired of having the conversation. It's so easy to be the guy that just leaves other people alone and gets along by voluntarily existing with it. It's such an easy thing to do, and the whole politics just messes everything up. Boy, that thing is so loud. Politics just messes everything up. Well, that might be important. It's a different number for Dr. Lloyd there. It's a good thing the thing is loud, huh? It may not have woke us up. We'd had some issues with the phone, so hopefully, I don't know what he's got going on there, but hopefully that's the right way to connect to him, so we're not having an issue like we did before. It's worse for me. I know how it is. It's worse for myself and Sam and the people trying to produce the show than it is for the listener, but it's extremely painful for us. Coming up over the next few weeks, some great conversations as always. Alpha Centauri is next week. Tony Jefferson is Alpha Centauri and puts on this great YouTube page. Sam and I were just talking about another YouTube page during the break that I have to go and check out because it relates to the shopping carts, and it's called Cartnarks, I guess. I'm gonna have to look it up and see what it's about because it has that relationship to that conversation that I was just having about the carts and just being that guy who puts his cart away and doesn't leave it there, is sort of in the empty space next to my car and taking it. Yeah, just an awareness of my own footprint and the things that I'm doing and the what I leave behind me or what I surround myself with that forces others to work around me to get to what they need to do when it's not a voluntary thing. See, that's that big trick, isn't it? That question of when you impose upon somebody, did they voluntarily put themselves in that position to be doing that, or is it you just being in the way? But Alpha Centauri, there goes the neighborhood cartoon on YouTube. So we'll be checking that out next week. And then still planned, but not yet confirmed, is Rod Weber, creator of 2020, The Dumpster Fire, the documentary. He himself, an activist and an agitator. Coming up on March 6th is Matthew Wojtecki. And then I just confirmed for the 13th, of March, so a month from today, Michael McGrooch. And Michael is an interesting character that as we get closer to him, I'll tell you more about him. But he's one of these individuals that I've come across on this podcast guest matching service thing that I've been participating in. We've had a couple of the guests on already, and they've been great guests. He's another one that I'm just reading through these bios and what they're passionate about and the things that they want to talk about. And, words like we're having a consciousness crisis and stop pandering to problems and looking to the system to create solutions for problems, that we need to look inside ourselves and that we need to be, he used the word, not me, be stewards of ourselves and our habitats. And so we're going to have a conversation with Michael coming up a month from today. And it fits right in with everything else. I think that it'll be a fantastic conversation. Speaking of that, we'll add Dr. Dean Lloyd to the conversation next when we get back on Toward Anarchy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I hear something saying.
Where don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. That's the sound of the men. Working on the chain.
Oh, my life. If you only knew, if you could only understand, it's not even worth relaying because there's no value in dragging it out and throwing yet one more example of the failure in there You just don't know, and I can't even tell you is what I'm trying to say, because there's absolutely no way. It's beating a dead horse is what it is. It's using one more perfect example of what I've already boiled down to in the most simplistic and easy to understand terms that you could possibly reach. So that's what it is. It's beating a dead horse, and I just can't even do it, even though I could right now with another example, and just to put a little icing on the cake, as it were. But I don't want to do that because I run the question through my mind: is there a particular value in it other than just ultimately being upset about yet one more thing that you can't really do anything about. It doesn't really change anything and is not going to make any difference in going forward or what has previously happened. It's not going to change. It's one more little highlight. It's one more reason, but it's that's all it is. I don't know. When this concept of us just getting along as a people, as we generally do every day, the myriad of interactions that we have with each other, the people around us that we do and don't know, and just doing so voluntarily, and just realizing our own impact and the weight that our actions and words have on those people around us, and realizing what they do and how dismissive most people are of people's feelings about anything, really. And yet we can still get along as long – we can still survive. We can do business together. We have no problem continuing to build our society until you start saying that I have to see it your way, that it has to be done your way, and that if I don't like it, that you're going to use force to make me do it. It's such a simple idea, and I don't even know – what the point is in giving any more examples of it. It comes back to me, thankfully, for this conversation that we're going to have today about a consciousness. As I spoke of coming into the show today, an awareness of self, not just internally, but externally. And that impact that we have, the things that we say that we do, and what could be so simply innocuous to us and even daily or routinely to us, how much of a burden it can put on somebody else. And by us simply doing nothing that puts us out, the things that I'm talking about, the simple idea of making it so you're not a burden on other people, that they don't have to work around you to accomplish what they need to accomplish. It's such a simple concept, and yet here we have to have it every single week, a conversation about it. And thankfully, I have somebody that I can talk to about some of these things that get crazy like this, because there's not a lot of people that I can talk to about this. You can't have a passionate conversation with somebody anymore. You can't raise voices or they got to run for a safe space and they feel like they're being attacked. When you're just passionate about a concept, you're passionate about an idea, and you want somebody to understand so badly that impact, that reach, that influence that they have on people through their actions and the words. It's great to be able to chat with somebody like Dr. Dean Lloyd. He's a facilitator and a healer. We've been chatting for months now about this book by Am Rosen called Cruising the Epiphany Highway, and using it as a catalyst for conversation, a launching point, a way for people to follow along as we have the conversation. As always, there's links at towardanarchy.com. Look for February 13th. There's a link to evolvingthespecies.com. That's Dr. Lloyd's website where you can find out more about himself, his work with Evolving the Species. You can find out more about Am Rosen. You can buy the book, Cruising the Epiphany Highway, and follow along literally with us as we're having these conversations each month about these different topics that are about health and healing and about consciousness and awareness and self, and yet without getting too far up inside oneself and lost in a myriad of ideas, using study of ideas and thought as an excuse to avoid doing. And that's a whole great big huge introduction to just say hi to my friend. And how you doing, Dean? How you been, man?
I'm just making breakthroughs after breakthroughs. It's been an exceptional time for me. I had my birthday this month, and we Aquarians, well, we tend to live in the future. A lot of us, we do look at the future as being the norm. And I wrote a little statement. In fact, I'll look it up here and say it in a minute. But before I go there, I wanted to just comment on what you said earlier about how so many people are in a rush. That they're, you know, there's a race out there. You know, get cut in front of you and get in the line, and then they're oblivious to people around them. And you know, I just got to push away everything that is remotely uncomfortable to me. And this comes up so often with people because whenever you're too tired, you're too exhausted, or you're too physically drained, you're too mentally stressed out, there's no opening for creativity. And it's all about the race, you know, how we rush ourselves. And that's a human predicament. We often get stuck in that mindset that we have to do things in a race. But I ask the question, what's the rush? In life, we've obviously been given the kind of burdens that cause us to feel as if we won't succeed unless we do it fast enough. Now, we have to meet some deadlines. We have to, you know, meet our time requirements if you're a 9-to-5 job type person, or if you have, you know, to make it to sleep in time or you'll wake up exhausted. We all have our time limits, but what is, I'm finding, more the case, not that it wasn't there before, but I'm noticing a shift in the culture that's gone as a kind of, the 5G was started out, it was at the 5G level. Now we've got super 5G. You know, it's been multiplied in some areas like 10 times the 2.4 gigahertz. 3.6, now we're 10 times that in some areas, which is an increased aggravation. EMF frequencies are increased aggravation. The stress level economically is an increased aggravation. The toxic environment's the increased aggravation. I'm going to ask if the audience can put themselves in a state of mind that they can listen to me for the next hour and then maybe more, that they provide themselves the opportunity to give themselves permission to be open, to not be judgmental. We have reasons to be judgmental. We have a lot of things that are draining our energy right now. And you mentioned the politic game is so, oh my gosh, it's so sick that if we put any energy there, we're going to get drained from it. You know, and I see it so clearly, you know, that it's very rarely, you know, taking much of my time because so little is said with any intelligence at all. It's all, you know, most all of it has been to pander and pacify the public, and it's us versus them. So that paradigm will be done away with in the near future, okay? And what I'm going to be talking about is the rush in our mind. I'm going to be speaking of the consciousness factor that is the X factor in health. So I'll start out, if I may, by giving a little introduction into that very point. In a test tube under laboratory conditions where you can control all the variables, you can achieve reproductive results and reproducible results. In a human crucible where the unconscious variables of gene expression interact with subconscious gradients of developmental conditioning, the social programming and the interplay of self-conscious intention along with breakthrough peak experiences in trans-conceptual spatial relations and energy frequencies, all of it processing through an ever-changing milieu environmental situation, then to be the most effective since in science and related technologies must become balanced and harmonized through the healing art. Now, I'm going to interpret that. What in circumstances, for example, the Great Plague of London? Do you recall the history of that in 1665 and 1666 when there was something like over 100,000 people that died as a result of that plague?
Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead.
Exactly, yes. And that was a result of Yersinia bacterium, pestis bacterium, that was spread around by flea. And it was really the issue of cleanliness, right? Hygiene. Now, why is it if that bug bit most everybody in the city, why didn't everybody die? It's called
terrain, some people would say, but that's another conversation that we're not necessarily having today. Go ahead.
No. It's called host receptivity. And what we're used to is being told that there's a bug out there. There is a bug that could kill you. Nothing's changed. You know, the fear factor has been the primary, and we talked about that last month, has been the primary motivation in getting you to act a certain way. Now, when I speak of fear, fear is when you don't understand. And I've only met one devil in life, Michael, and that's ignorance. So most of the time when people are fed something, they don't typically ask questions because they've made their mind up, like you'd mentioned earlier, right? You know, that this is not open for discussion. I know how it works. Well, if you do know how it works and you really don't, you're controlled by your ignorance. So the X factor in hell, and what I was speaking to before, is that if you're in a test tube and we add and magnesium and potassium and we add some chelating factors and we make some supplement here and, you know, it's bound to, and it's got something that it's suspended in and we can give that to you as a supplement, you might get some of that magnesium and potassium in your body. Maybe not all of it, but you might get some of it in it. But that's also variable to the environment of the body, right? You're able to absorb, break down the elements and take them into the body and utilize them. Well, when we talk about the X factor in health, one of the examples that I often tell people is that before I take a supplement, like, let's say, magnesium and potassium, which we all know is something that we need, it's a combination that works together, and it's what we would call one of the electrolyte pairs, the electrolytes in our body. If I'm taking that and I'm just taking it, I'm not consciously aware that I'm taking it. It's just going in my body. It's going to do something. But if I'm aware of what is involved with it, I'm conscious what magnesium and potassium does, I can consciously direct my body into receiving what I'm taking. Now, does that mean when you sit down at a meal, you know, you got your, if you're vegetarian, you got your hummus and your salad and tomato, whatever, or if you're a meat eater, you got your steak and potatoes. If you're not thinking about how much calcium is in the steak, usually, isn't that right?
Yeah. So that I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, it's just that you don't consciously think about all the nutrients that are in there. You can break it down like you can in a laboratory, but you're not consciously thinking when you're chewing and enjoying the taste of whatever food you're eating, you know, and thinking, boy, I'm wondering how much magnesium I'm going to get out of this salad or how much.
But we probably should as a physical process because we actually have a mental control over every physical aspect of our bodies in some form or another, we probably should.
That's what I'm leading to. Yeah. It's the host receptivity part of it. See, in children, they're eating their meal. They only, you know, they care about how it tastes, you know, and they respond to their hunger, their feeling of hunger. But they're not thinking in terms of science. They're not thinking in terms of proteins and fats and carbohydrates and all these nutrients and so forth. So what I'm wanting to remind everyone is that host receptivity, like in the plague, if you had an immune system that was strong enough to ward off the bacteria that they were being exposed to, they wouldn't succumb to the disease, the plague, they called it then. If you are in an environment no different than today, you're in a different state of mind, and this is the part that I would typically talk with people about how they would be able to do something physical to their body that would affect their mental state. Because anything that you do physically will affect you mentally. That's part of the healing process. So the X factor is consciousness. It's our awareness, not only of what we're eating, which is a big one, right? But the state of mind we're in when we're eating our food. Are we, in the cases with bulimics, for example, and people who have, a lot of women have anorexia, these are emotionally charged conditions. Well, they don't have the feeling of nourishing their body, so they reject it, and they kick it out. They will vomit, or they'll stop eating altogether. Because they've fixated on the emotional picture of who they should be, what they should look like in the ego matrix, which is also something I'll talk about. But the point that is most important here is that if you are aware of what it is you're dealing with these EMF frequency enemies, with the supposed, virus that continues to progress or mutate, or your emotional state, are you indeed happy? Now, what brings on disease? Michael, can you tell me?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it depends on where you're going with the conversation. It depends on who you're talking to. There are a lot of reasons for disease. So you'll have to tell me.
Okay. The state of dis-ease, right? There has to be host receptivity. The body, in other words, if you're in a toxic environment and you walk into, say, for example, nowadays we've got hospitals that are deemed as one of the most dangerous places to be right now.
Yes.
Yeah, because there's so many, the sick, and the people that are in that environment are exposed constantly, right, to whatever it is that, people are coming in with. So,
and the negativity that is associated with the attitudes of people that have to be in a hospital and the reasons why people are in the hospital. Yeah, yeah.
I assumed that's where you're going, but I never know for sure, and I don't want to lead us off into a different direction either. So
no, and it takes a little time to lay the foundation so that it can be clarified. Because
right.
This is not something that's simplistic, and it's just, talking about the overall negative environment. I want to understand how the mind works with the body, because if you don't, if you separate the two, because our medicine right now is mostly physical. It's almost all physical, and the virus is all physical, right? And then when we talk about fear, most people don't even know what fear is. So, my wanting to clarify what I'm speaking of, when we're talking about the X factor, is the unknown factor in your awareness. And we do have tools to break us out of the what we'll call the repetitive cycle of disease, because dis-ease in the mind will bring on disease physically. Disease in the physical body will bring on disease in the mind. So they both play off each other.
Right.
And what we're too focused on right now is the physical part of healing. It's about taking the next vaccine. or getting the next test to break
it's
down.
It's expedient. That's part of the problem.
Yes.
We're having the conversation. It's about that hurry up.
Yeah.
I got to have it now. I got to have my solution now. It's not about me changing who I am. It's going to take weeks or months or even years. It's about the quick fix.
The short-sighted expediency, exactly. And to understand those emotional drains, one has to, if they don't have it for themselves emotionally, they will not be able to offer it to you, which is one of the other things you brought up as a side note, and that when they get other people to go along with them, it gives them more reinforcement to their trip, you know, to their trip, their whatever they bought into. What my job is to make sense of something to empower you. It's the opposite of handing over your power to the doctor or the practitioner so that they tell you, in fact, what to do. I want to do that initially so that I can, you know, let you go ahead and make choices on your own that are intelligent. But typically, Michael, when people come to me, they usually are looking at a very small piece of what it is that I can offer them. And if I expand on it, it has to be expanded on by making sense to them mentally before they'll go there, right?
Until
they'll decide if I'm going to do something for my immune system other than vitamin D or taking zinc or vitamin C, I would have to make sense about why that will help.
Oh, my business partners and I, we have this is our understanding when we do things together. See, all you have to do is show me why it's going to work. That's it. That's the simple, just there's no beating around the bush. This is the idea. This is why it's going to work. I don't have to agree with it. You just got to show why it's going to work.
Yeah, and perspectives don't all have to be one direction, you know. But it was such a ripe environment for the public to buy into.
Oh yeah,
the fear of this.
Well, they've been
pandemic.
Building it up for a few years, particularly with the measles outbreaks and the lockdown in New York a year or so before. Yeah,
yeah, and until it's understood how this was done, then the process will keep repeating itself, and collateral damage will ensue.
Mm.
And I'm wanting to break that cycle because I know how to break that cycle. And first is foremost, if you're ever getting that doubt or fear of how something works, the fear, confusion, that means you just don't understand.
Yeah, you don't understand.
And I'll explain how that works, as audacious as that might sound. The body has to have the basic foundation to heal. Right. So in the healing.
Oh, wait, hold that thought. We're going right into a break here. We're at the top of the hour, so we'll come back and we'll have plenty of time to dive right into that. Talking to Dr. Dean Lloyd, facilitator, healer, evolvingthespecies.com, Cruising the Epiphany Highway is the book that we're following along with. Go to towardanarchy.com. You can follow along too, and we will be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.